from KQED.
California is home to thousands of Vietnamese Americans who fought alongside U.S. troops during the Vietnam War. Many suffer from cancer caused by exposure to the defoliant Agent Orange. But unlike American vets, these former soldiers get no government medical treatment or benefits. Juan Ha tells their story in part one of our series, The Forgotten Ones, The Legacy of Agent Orange.
Good morning, Dr. Ruiz.
Hello.
7 years ago, doctors at the Silicon Valley Hospital told Luc Nguyen he had both prostate cancer and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They gave him only months to live.
The doctor said it was too late. He said the cancer was at the last stage and had spread.
Luc says he had not seen a doctor earlier because he couldn't afford it. When Luc got the diagnosis, he was divorced and living alone in a rented bedroom. His two sons had died when they tried to escape Vietnam by boat. Luc says he had nothing left in life.
I just wanted to die. I come here and I don't have a home. My children were lost at sea. I'm very sad in my old age.
It was a phone call from retired Army General Lewis Wagner that motivated Luc to get treatment. Luc had been a translator for Wagner in Vietnam.
He just thought he'd give up, and I talked to him quite a while to convince him that he should undergo the treatment, that he could lick it and survive because I had.
Wagner was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2001 and says he's convinced the two men's cancers are related to their exposure to Agent Orange. Soldiers frequently got the chemical on their skin and clothing when mixing it or patrolling jungles wet from a spray. Lewis Wagner.
We actually sprayed it with hand sprayers around our own compound. Obviously, when it was being sprayed, you were going to breathe it.
The two men's battles with cancer reveal the inequities between South Vietnamese and U.S. soldiers who often fought side by side. American vets who served on the ground in Vietnam are presumed to have been exposed to dioxin, a toxic chemical associated with cancers and found in Agent Orange. Vets who have one of 15 diseases, including prostate cancer and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, can qualify for disability compensation and medical care from the Veterans Administration. That's not the case for South Vietnamese soldiers.
If you're a South Vietnamese soldier, again, you're sort of a man without a country.
Ed Martini is a history professor at Western Michigan University. He's writing a book about the use of Agent Orange in Vietnam.
There's really no benefit system available to you. You can't get the Vietnamese benefits. You can't get the American benefits.
Last year, Vietnam vets received nearly $2 billion in disability payments. Research institutions from the National Academy of Sciences to UC Davis have studied how dioxin affects the health of American-born vets. But not one of the studies has involved Vietnamese-American veterans. Luc Nguyen, now a naturalized American, says he feels like a second-class citizen.
I
paid a very high price. I come here and the American government, the Veterans Administration, they say they don't know me, and they don't want to know about this issue. It's clearly a betrayal.
Many Vietnamese Americans say they know former soldiers who have cancers or have died of cancer, but few speak of it. For one, it's taboo to admit having cancer, and there's political pressure within the community not to talk about Agent Orange. A choir of friends sings the South Vietnamese national anthem. They're gathered in Vicky Nguyen's San Jose home. Many Vietnamese Americans are reluctant to say anything against the U.S. government, who, after all, helped them defend their homeland. Nguyen's husband, a former soldier, and her adult daughter both died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But Nguyen said she didn't speak about it for years, not wanting to seem unpatriotic to the United States.
They brought us here. I'm better off than those who stayed behind.
After Nguyen's husband died, she got a $10,000 medical bill.
No one was speaking up, so I didn't dare say anything either. You put the noose around your neck, twist your mouth shut, so you don't say anything. But I'm full of resentment.
Retired four-star General Lewis Wagner says the U.S. has turned its back on its allies.
These Vietnamese have served alongside us and are living in the United States. I think there should be some compensation for them. They're not going to get anything from Vietnam, for sure. We know that.
nothing's too good for our veterans. And that same attitude should be provided to all the veterans that we've created and those who have fought with us.
Congressman Mike Honda, whose district includes San Jose, says he'll consider legislation to expand Agent Orange benefits to former South Vietnamese soldiers. One man who'd like to testify for that legislation is 38-year-old Trung from San Jose. Trung and his brother both have cancers that are on the VA list of diseases associated with Agent Orange. He says he's bitter about the U.S. neglect.
I don't know. They think much about us at all. Even, you know, we work here, we pay tax, we become, you know, U.S. citizen. I don't know if they care, you know.
After decades of silence, Trung and other Vietnamese Americans are now beginning to demand equal treatment for the wounds of war that refuse to heal. For the California Report, I'm Juan Ha.
Join us tomorrow for a journey to Vietnam, where Ha speaks with the Allied soldiers left behind in part two of our series, The Forgotten Ones, A Legacy of Agent Orange.